It's hard to see yourself represented on the silver screen. In a world with less available roles to us, this industry can be so mean. So we're gonna make some changes in this town. Turn the male-driven media upside down. There's nothing that a woman can't do, so act like a girl, we're here to support you.
Welcome back to the Act Like a Girl podcast, everyone. This is the third and final day from me, Susie Dunn's time at the march in D.C. I got these interviews after the march. I literally was interviewing all the way until I was at baggage claim and Tracy was on her way to pick me up in her car because she's amazing. So yeah, the last interview that I conducted, I happened to be on the airplane with one of the founders of the Pussy Hat Project. So I hope you guys enjoy these interviews.
My name is Christina. I am 23. I am from Oregon, but currently live in Brooklyn, New York. Why am I marching? Equality. I think it all boils down to equality because there's just so much inequality in so many different sectors. Like, everybody is being, I don't want to say inconvenienced because that's just too blasé, but having their rights stripped from them, and nobody should stand for that. And even if you're not feeling it directly, you should be aware enough to realize that it is affecting so many people on such a bigger scale, so much more directly. It's really why I have been marching. This was such a great turnout too. And it's truly inspired me to continue to fight, to continue to, like, they gave out that phone number to call Congress. Like, that's in my phone now. I'm definitely going to continue to follow through with that and join as many groups as I can, starting with Planned Parenthood.
My name is Ember. I'm from California, also living in Brooklyn, New York now. And I'm marching because I feel like I've always been an activist. And with the way things are going, voices need to be heard. You have to be present. There's no reason to sit down and be quiet when you're completely able to stand up and be loud.
Yes, queen.
Yes. And I just plan to continue to stay loud, to join the groups, to call the numbers, and to speak up when ignorance is being touted. Oh, our vlog is called the EC Vlogs.
EC Vlogs.
Mm-hmm. I'm Kelly Naki. I live in London. 54. I had to be here. Donald Trump is so despicable. There was no way that I could not be here. I know that there are marches in London, but I had to be at the main one. And I'm really, really glad that I did come. You know, I've never been to a march before, and I am stunned at how powerful it was to have so many women together, particularly during the march and the chanting. And there was a lesbian couple, they just got engaged. One proposed to the other during the march. People are hugging each other. I mean, when you came up, I thought you were going to join us at the table for drinks or dinner. I'm like, yeah, come on. I had no idea you were going to try to interview us for a podcast. I'd be like, come on, yeah. I mean, I'm hugging people. I'm meeting people, hugging, taking selfies, emailing back and forth. The sisterhood and camaraderie is shocking. And one of my biggest fears was that it would just be this march, and then that would be it. I'm convinced that women are not going to just go home and do nothing. I'm convinced that not all women, but most of the women there are here for a reason, and they're going to take it really seriously, and we're going to hold them accountable. So I met somebody who has who knows somebody who runs a Democratic group in London, and we've exchanged emails, and when I get home on Wednesday, on Thursday, she's getting an email from me, and I'm going to ask her what I can do.
Miriam Bader. I am 35 years old, and I'm from Brooklyn, New York. I'm here to see what democracy looks like. Why I'm marching? Because it's time to act, and it's time to realize how many people are here willing to work together and stand up for a different version of what we want the world to look like. Gonna keep marching.
Angie Reno. I think I'm 52. I lose count. I am originally from Lexington, Kentucky, and now I live in Ponte Vedra, Florida. LGBT rights. I march also for immigration. I have 6 nationalities in my family. Swiss, German, Puerto Rican, Venezuelan, Lebanese, and there's another one, I think. I can't remember. Peruvian. That's it. Oh, today's the first day. Today is the first day of the groundwork, and I'm gonna hope that the other women around us have heard that as well. So I've got to get involved. I gotta tell you, whoever this goes to, I was a registered Republican for 25 years. In the last 5 years, I was an independent. But obviously, after the election, I'm a card-carrying Democrat. But I gotta be really honest. The Democrats, Michael Moore's right. We gotta get people. How old are you?
I'm 26.
They know. You gotta get more involved, baby. I'm telling you, because there's something really wrong with our political system. So, day one.
Melissa, 41. I'm from New Jersey originally. A few reasons, four reasons. One is I'm here to protest the bigotry that I witnessed in the campaign and just throughout this whole process post-election with the administration and the appointments there, and just Trump's alliances with white nationalist groups and his general bigotry towards anyone of any different race, religion, sexual orientation, gender, nationality, ethnicity. I'm also here to march in solidarity with women and protect women's rights, and also to protest what I think is likely a very illegitimate presidency based on the popular vote and Russia's interference with our election. And finally, I'm protesting because I'm an active participant in my democracy, and I feel that even though our democracy can be very vulnerable and fragile at times, it's still very vibrant, and it's important to take to the streets and be active and participate in your democracy. And that's the question. What will I do now? So I'm actually about to travel out of the country for a while. So generally my plan is to keep speaking out through my networks, donate money to groups I believe in, and when I'm back in the States, probably get involved with small groups on a local level and kind of mobilize locally to try to make an impact and keep calling my representatives in Congress and keep speaking out that way. But I'm not just going to read Facebook and get mad and feel paralyzed and filled with despair. I just won't do that. So I'll be taking some kind of action in different forms.
Okay, hi, my name is Tamika. I'm 33. I'm from Queens, New York. I'm here because two reasons, actually. One, because I want to be present in the political process. I want to be inspired. I'm trying to feed off the energy and decide my next move from that. And I guess going back to the original reason why I'm here is I'm trying to understand why we're not more involved and what are the barriers to that. And just trying to analyze that so I can come up with some sort of solution. So what I'm going to do next, my job is kind of, well, I raise money for social justice causes, but I'm going to try to capitalize on this energy and just form more events and more conversations around strategy and intersectionality. How do we work together to make sure the most vulnerable in our society are not screwed over in the next couple of years?
My name is Meredith. I'm 35 years old from New York City. And I came to march today to really connect with women as a feminist. And, you know, my biggest platform is women's rights when it comes to the choice to choose and having ownership and the right over my own body. I also think it's really important for women to support each other and be kind to each other instead of beating each other down over cultural and societal norms that just don't stand up and aren't true. And in the future, I really believe and understand that grassroots efforts are really important. And it's one thing to have my voice heard in conversations with friends and in social media, but it's another to actually join a movement on the ground politically in my community to try and make a difference.
So my name is Sue Strickler. I'm from rural southwestern Wisconsin. Actually, it's a college town. I'm 70 years old. Why am I here? Well, I came because I was outraged about what happened in the election. I was outraged about Trump in the very beginning, never dreamed he would get nominated, never dreamed he would be elected. And I feel very, very strongly about especially marginalized people's rights. And he just trampled all over them and has been so disgustingly disrespectful that when my friend from Ohio asked me if I wanted to go, I said, yes, I did want to go. What am I going to do? My friend who encouraged me to come or invited me to come, her husband has become extremely active and kind of in connection with him, I have decided that I'm kind of networking with him now with the hearings to call representatives, and I am finding people in Wisconsin to connect with, to put on his list in Ohio, and hopefully it'll grow and grow and grow, and each of us, actually I saw Michael Moore say call one person a day, thought, boy, that's something the people should think was easy enough to do rather than having to call 10 people a day if you just commit to one person a day. Anyway, my commitment is to personally do at least one call a day, but also to continue to expand the network so that it grows and grows and we have more people in our movement here.
So hi, my name is Krista Saw. I'm 29 years old. I'm a screenwriter in L.A., and I'm the co-founder of the Pussy Hat Project, so that's what brought me out to the march. I wanted to be there to help facilitate the spread of these hats, although what was really great was, like, by the time I got there, I feel like my job was already done. Like, everyone kind of had their hat already. Like, the sea of pink was, little did I know. Like, I arrived a week before to, like, help and distribute and set things up, but even if I hadn't done that, I think it still would have been a sea of pink, which is really, really cool. I mean, personally, I knew immediately I wanted to be at the march because I was pretty devastated by the election results that a candidate who happened to be a woman who was just so qualified lost to a man who was just really egregiously underqualified. And to me, that gap spoke to a hatred of women that I had hoped didn't exist to that level. I feel like there's this haze around us, around women, where there's a misogyny that we can't always touch and we can't always see, but it's there, it's obscuring our vision, and I want to lift that haze. And I think the Women's March is a really amazing beginning to help do that for women who aren't even aware of the haze. Yeah, and I just had so many experiences I've realized where, you know, I've been, like, followed on the subway and masturbated at, and I've been, like, in meetings where, you know, I'm the only woman, and, you know, when the brainstorming gets good, they're like, oh, we need someone to take notes, like, Krista, why don't you take notes, like, you know, and it's always sort of, like, hidden under, like, oh, it's because you have such good handwriting and such, but, you know, that's the haze, right? It's like you can't always pinpoint it, but it's there. And for me, the Women's March was a really cathartic way to address it and begin to dispel it and lift it. So I was really inspired to be there. So I'm going to move forward with the Pussy Hat Project with my team. Just amazing women have reached out to us to help in all sorts of ways. And we talk about it as being not just a moment, but a movement. And I'm so excited that so many first-time activists have come under the Pussy Hat Project umbrella. And, like, none of us want to abandon that, right? Like, we want to continue forward and make this something that lasts. So I'm trying to find that balance of, like, identifying actionable items and communicating them to our new tribe of people to help best make change. I think what's so inspiring about the Pussy Hat Project is that you each do a small thing, whether it's knitting a hat or calling a senator, but at the end you see the result. And here we, like, see the result. Like, we really did create a sea of pink. We really did make an impact and iconic symbol. I think the same way, small actions taken by all of us, if we believe that just like one person knitting a hat can contribute to the sea of pink, one person making a phone call or writing a letter or donating some money to a good cause, like that all adds up into something amazing. And even if we don't see it right away, we've already experienced it once working. So that's my hope.
Thank you guys so much for tuning in these past few days for this little extra bonus segment. And thank you so much to all the women that marched in DC and all over the world, and all the women that opened up their hearts to me and told me why they were there. We laughed together. We cried together. We were angry together. All of you have such a special place in my heart. I'm not crying. You're crying. So thanks for tuning in, guys. Back to our regularly scheduled programming tomorrow for the group discussion with all the non-female identifying humans. As always, check us out on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter. Email us through our website, actlikeagirl.tv. There's the Get Involved page. We want to hear from you. We'll see you tomorrow.